Hey, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, segment number 3. And for the rest of the hour, we're going to be talking with Jack Alston, who is the executive director of the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation, also known as EcoDevo. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
How are you doing on this Wednesday morning?
We're doing great. Terrific looking day outside.
Absolutely. It's spring is definitely sprung. I think maybe winter is maybe in the rearview mirror, and things are looking good over on the other side of the river here in Pottawatomie County. I understand you recently had, in lieu of the annual, your annual meeting, you did a video and kind of talked about some of the highlights of what 2020 brought here in Pottawatomie County.
Yeah. Yes, we did an annual meeting video, which you can see on our Facebook page, Pottawatomie County Economic Development, and we have it in pieces, and there's sections on data and the goals and objectives, and we also gave out awards to our e-community loan recipients, and we gave out a project of the year, which I'll get to.
Okay.
But I'll just kind of walk you through the data on how Pottawatomie County is doing. And this is all during the pandemic. Our labor force size didn't grow in 2020. Obviously, you would think people might be dropping out of the labor force. And then also, you know, our employment, it grew a little bit, but our unemployment grew about an extra 250 people, went from 306 unemployed to 555, still low compared to the national average. But our median household income actually increased $7,000 from 2018 to 2019. 2020 figures aren't out yet. So median household income increased $10,000 between 2019 and 2017, meaning there's more and more homes being built in Pottawatomie County and people that have incomes to be able to afford those homes. Sales tax revenue, despite the pandemic, and mostly due to the fact that some of the big boxes are in Pottawatomie County, grew from 5.3 million to 5.7 million in sales tax revenue, which is again really good for the county. You know, also good for the county is that property tax revenue increased 1.6 million and has increased 3 million over the last 2 years from 2018 to 2020. That means the county is getting more and more tax revenue coming in both from sales and from property. Our building permits kind of remain stable at 123 for residential in 2019 and 132 in 2020. That number should be going up as we come out of the COVID issues, but the prices of softwood lumber are increasing. So we might see it stabilize, even though it should be increasing. But Pottawatomie County home sales increased last year from 195 to 211. And in Riley County, they increased by 80 from 479 to 559. There's continuing home sales in 2020, despite the pandemic. It was amazing talking to realtors and saying, well, we haven't seen any hiccups at all. It's just except March and April. And then median and average home sales, they remain stable in Riley County at 216,000 in 2019 and 215,000 in 2020. Yet in Pottawatomie County, and this is mostly because of new home construction, it's gone from 229,000 in 2018 to 254,000 in 2020. A pretty big jump. And that's average. Median is at 250,000.
Wow.
The unemployment rate at the end of the year in the United States was 6.7. In Kansas, it was 3.8. And in Riley County, it was 3.3 and 3.3 in Pottawatomie County. Now, the unemployment rate jumped back up in January. And we kind of figure, I mean, the Manhattan Chamber and us kind of figure it's because the kids weren't in school and the university wasn't open and there was some furloughs going on. It was up over 5% in January. It had yesterday, the numbers were released and we're back at 3.5%. I think Riley was at 3.8 or 3.7. Our population growth projections are still out there. We should be by 2024 at around 27,000. So the growth is constant. And side by side, Riley County, 76.8% of our folks live in owner-occupied homes, where it's 42.8%. Four in Riley County, and that's mainly because of the university. But the building permit numbers were 196, they're 127 in Riley. Median household income, and this is also because of the university and a lot of students claiming Manhattan as their residence, is 73.6 thousand in Pott County and 51.9 or 52 in Riley County. And the percentage in poverty is 8% in Pottawatomie County. There's still some out there. And it's 20% in Riley County, and that's mainly because of students. And our persons per square mile is 25.7, where it's 116 in Riley. And our health rating is second in the state, and Riley County is fifth. So we figure we're doing pretty well. Part of that is because we have a strong economic base. 2,253 jobs are in manufacturing. Another 1,831 are in retail trade. And that's mainly because of the strong presence of the stores on the Pottawatomie County side in Manhattan. Whereas Riley County is heavily dependent on education, much less on manufacturing, with 7,580 people in educational services. And that's without the contractors at the university. So that number is actually higher than that 7,500. In accommodation and food services, the industry that got hurt the worst, there's 3,120. And so it's kind of amazing on how well Riley County is doing despite the pandemic. Well, and 35% of Pottawatomie County residents who work in Manhattan at the end of 2017. And that has dipped a little bit. And the explanation is mostly because firms like Onyx and Sarto Manufacturing and a couple in Wamego have actually been hiring during the pandemic and before the pandemic. So that number, 35%, it should be going up and it's actually coming down. And with MBAF coming aboard at now over 200 people and hopefully going to get up to 400, I think we'll begin to see that dependence on Manhattan continue to increase. So that's kind of the data section of, you know, what our report is. All positive. We can't really find any negatives out there. I think the fact that Riley County needs to, we hope it can grow because that helps Pottawatomie County. The two communities are really kind of tied at the hip, which I've been kind of referencing since I got here 6.5 years ago.
Well, it's very interesting, all that growth that's happening in southwestern Pottawatomie County, especially just east of here in Manhattan. We heard this week a petition was submitted by some residents over there for incorporation, and obviously it failed. There's also going to be discussions, I know, going on about possible annexation into Manhattan. Where are we at with those conversations, and when will this process ultimately, you think, be resolved?
Well, I don't know if it's going to get resolved, because there are people, as a person on my board, that actually there's four people in the household and every one of them has a different feeling on what you should do. There might be the possibility of districts. The annexation issue is, you know, that's up to the city of Manhattan, as much as it is the residents in Green Valley. And I don't know where that is. A possibility could be where some ground could be annexed into the city of Manhattan that is right now might be agricultural, like Heritage Square, because of the incentives that the city of Manhattan can afford. They're all good, but, you know, you'd be surprised if you came out to St. George and drove around, you'd be surprised at all the new construction.
Yeah.
It's continuing.
Yeah. St. George is another one. There's all that buildup around it. And the town proper is actually a little bit south of Highway 24.
Yeah. And they're just finished their comprehensive plan, which I was going to talk about. But, you know, on the infrastructure side, in terms of our goals and objectives and infrastructure development and sites is number one. Pottawatomie County completed a comprehensive plan in early 2020. And the Blue Township Neighborhood Plan is still going on. It's kind of completed, but that whole annexation incorporation question has been going on for a while. So there's continued discussion, and to the credit of Pottawatomie County and the commissioners, they've gone ahead with the frontage road project and the Circle C project. So what you see going on now is the Circle C, and then the frontage road will be next year. And so that will benefit that whole flow of traffic that you see on 24. Right now, of course, it's pretty bad. I took that last night. I had to go to the dry cleaners and I came home and it took a while. But that's part of growth. So there'll be continuous road and bridge improvements that the commissioners are working on. And of course, we have the new elementary school, which will open next year. And we've just commissioned Olson Associates to go ahead, and we are going to finish our industrial park development in Wamego by extending the road and the utilities 400 feet behind the corporate headquarters of Bluestem Electric. I talked about St. George and their Sixth Street project, and they got a $3.1 million water project. And you see a little bit of development with, you know, Willie's hideout and coffee pot. And of course you got the kayak rental going on. And now just outside of St. George, you have Dara's expansion and Moe's Barbecue, as well as the continued development of the Home of Flint Hills. Now on the eastern side, which has not gotten much publicity, is the largest society of St. Pius X Church is being built right here in St. Mary's, nowhere else in America. It's a $30 million, 12-story, 1,500 capacity Immaculata in St. Mary's. And over the last 10 to 20 years, 4,000 parishioners of Pius X have moved to Pottawatomie, Shawnee, Waubunsee, Jackson, and Riley County because of the church. This has been the vision of the Archbishop since the 70s, and contributions have come in from all over the world. And we are working with the Topeka Partnership on an economic impact analysis on what this is going to mean for the region. And so far, the construction economic impact analysis has been completed, and the construction impact is $64 million. Part of that is because I think 30% of the contractors are Manhattan-based, 25% are St. Mary's-based, and a few are from Omega, and then the bulk of them is Topeka and then elsewhere.
Hey, Jack, can I step in real quick? I need to take a break. We'll continue this here in just a moment. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.